It's time for So What's Your Problem? With life coach and self-proclaimed know-it-all, Stan Katzer. Taking your calls on everything and anything problematic in your life and relationships. Stan may tell you, don't worry, be happy, but we know it's not that easy. So that's where our experts step in to give you tools to navigate through difficult waters. Sit back, relax, let's get some perspective and learn how to have a better life. Now, here's your host, Stan the Man Katzer.
Oh my God, they're doing it to me again with this sexy, soulful song. Dean Martin.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean, hug the shore, hold me close, sway me more.
Like a flower in the breeze, then... Okay, they're yelling at me to say hello already. Hello out there and welcome to So What's Your Problem? This is a weekly radio program where we have a team of experts. And by the way, on So What's Your Problem, we only get experts that are at the very top in their field. Tops in their field. You do not hear anybody that is not the elite in their profession. And I'm so proud of the two guests that have been kind enough to gift us their time this evening, and we'll get to them in a minute. I'm Stan Katzer. It's Talk Radio 790 KABC, and let's get into it. We have two wonderful attorneys, and first let me introduce Sibel. I love that name, Sibel. And I alone can call her Sibby. No, seriously, you can too. Sibel Grebe, G-R-E-B-E, and she is GrebeProbateLaw.com, and she handles probate and estate issues and administration of those probate and estate issues, trust administration, probate questions she will answer for you, and I think maybe on this show, probate administration, estate planning, wills, trust, asset protection, pet trusts. We have to talk about that. My ex-wife would give every penny she has to our dog. There's no doubt about it. Advanced health care. My ex-wife had very easy advanced health care. Pull the plug. Okay. Power of attorney. She handles some elder law, maybe abuse or within an estate. And conservatorships, guardianships, and contested matters. She is the great, the formidable, the very well-known, successful attorney, Sibel Grebe.
Yay.
Oh, my God. That's about, what's our audience tonight, 9,000? Hello, Sibel. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Stan.
Good. It's lovely to have you.
Thank you.
And it was so kind of you to donate your time to us. Let me go to our gentleman attorney, and then we'll have a lot of questions for both attorneys. And this gentleman is, he handles business law, personal injury, and family law. He handles child custody issues, which can get very intense and stressful. Spousal support, restraining orders, and as a personal injury attorney, motorcycle, pedestrian, bicycle accidents, bus accidents, uninsured motorist issues, drunk driver accidents, accidents with drunk drivers, passenger in car accidents, dog bites. You know, we all want to know a little bit more about that, and wrongful death. Let's hear it for the very talented. We're in a beautiful suit today. This guy looks like a lawyer. He looks like a lawyer. He's got the cool glasses, the suit. And by the way, Sibby, my new best friend, we like to give a visual. She is lovely, smile, blonde, and I'm old school. What could I say? She's cute. Don't get mad at me. All right, back to Rob. All right, Robert Bear. Yay.
I like that.
We love our audience. We love our audience.
Wonderful.
All right, let's get into it.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Sibel Grebe.
Yes.
Little background. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in West Germany at that time.
Okay.
And left Germany at age 15 to become an au pair in Indianapolis, for a doctor at Eli Lilly.
Way to get to the estate,
yes.
To the United States.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
How cool is that?
It's
so this
very
was
cool.
an Indiana. Did you have any other choices or you wanted to be cold the whole time?
No, that was a wonderful choice. I didn't know where to go. We were seven children. I couldn't go to a special school. It cost money. So when that came via phone call, I immediately accepted. Without my parents' permission.
Sounds
yeah.
Oh, without your parents, if you said, I'm going to the United States.
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Wow, and you know, look at the evolution and the matriculation to become an attorney. Okay, so now you're in Indiana, and while you're an au pair, are you going to high school there? Or
no, I had a contract for 10 months, and I was invited by someone I had met in Germany to come to Long Beach via Greyhound bus before I returned to Germany. And once I ended up being in Long Beach, her name was Mrs. Holly. She arranged for me to get my last high school year in Long Beach.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
That's a nice story. So wait. In Long Beach?
Yes.
Okay. So now, at what point did you think you would develop an interest in the law?
I worked for lawyers starting age 21 as first receptionist, later secretary. Two partners split up. I became the secretary.
You worked for lawyers.
Of
this
one
high
lawyer.
School or yes. college? Or high school?
That was after high school.
After high school.
And no college, just
okay.
working.
Okay. For lawyers.
For lawyers.
All right. And then what happened?
And eventually, I got married.
Okay.
And I had
a very lucky man.
Yes, yes. And after having been married for a while, I decided I needed to get back into law. And I was at that time a paralegal. And then somebody said to me, why don't you become a lawyer? And that was a great mentor, and I decided to go from there.
Wow, that's a wonderful story. And where did you go to law school?
I went to Southwestern in Los Angeles, yes.
I think about 50% of the attorneys we
get absolutely right.
Southwestern
yes.
grads. It's a good law school, and people have thrived and done very well with it. So, great. And now, what got you into estate law and probate? How did you pick that specialty?
When I worked for two lawyers, when I was their secretary, the law firm was Wagner and Bihar. One of the attorneys did a lot of probate law, and that was my preference. So once I became a lawyer, I was searching for a law firm that did probate law because it was procedurally easy to
right.
do.
And you, I mean, you had a good entree into it, kind of, you know, air quotes, internship in a way, you know, to that area. Okay. First job out of law school.
First job out of law school, now I have to look at Robert, was working for PI attorney because in 89, there were no jobs available.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I did not like it.
Oh, right. It wasn't for you.
It wasn't for me. And I continued to look in the legal newspaper to see if I could find a probate job.
Something more suitable, yeah.
And then I found a job in Torrance.
Wonderful. And you're still in Torrance.
I'm still in Torrance.
And I'm in Redondo Beach, and I lived in Palos Verdes for 30 years.
Fabulous.
All right, great. Yeah. Sabel, let's talk to Robert Baer.
Hey there.
And we'll put him under the microscope.
I'm ready.
Robert's a happy, smiley, attractive, and again, he looks like a lawyer. Okay.
That's not a compliment all the time.
I don't know. Well, it means intelligent, right?
Sure.
Professional.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Robert, where'd you grow up?
So, Southwest Riverside County, primarily. I was actually born in Lakewood.
Sure.
But I grew up in the Lake Elsinore, Temecula area down the 15 freeway.
Yeah, I love that era. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good wineries, wine taste.
Yeah, that's what wineries,
Temecula.
Hot air balloons, and gambling, I think, is what.
Yeah, I'm going to do later on the show, I'm going to tell you a hot air balloon story. Anyway, and gambling, right. Okay, so which, I know the area, which high school did you go to?
So Lake Elsinore High School.
Okay. Because I had friends to Murrieta High School.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
the boy.
You know, and it's such a booming area now. Really,
yeah.
That high school is the only high school you could go to when I was out there.
Yeah. But, and Ricky Fowler went to the golfer. He's a pretty good golfer. Okay, so now you're at Lake Elsinore High. And at this point, are you interested in the law or not yet?
Not only was I not interested in the law, I probably had a career that is about as far removed from the law as you might imagine because I was really into video games as a kid and then ended up getting a job as a, first a game tester and then a game designer.
Oh wow.
Yeah, and it actually took me to Sweden. So I lived in Sweden for 2 years as a game designer for a company out there. And then it was at that point that I was feeling kind of unfulfilled with what I was doing, thought I need to do something where I can make a difference to people and decided to move home and go to law school.
Well, good for you. And where'd you go to college?
So I did my undergrad in San Bernardino, Cal State San Bernardino, and then law school at, in San Diego, downtown San Diego at California Western.
Okay. Yeah, we've heard of that. Great. And how did you pick, well, family law, personal injury, and business?
Yeah. So each one of those, when I graduated law school, it was roughly 10 years ago in the depths of the Great Recession.
Yes. And not a good time for lawyers.
No, right? And so funny, Isabel was
lots
talking
of jobs
about
out there.
Yeah, how hard it was, you know, when she graduated. Yeah. So I was in the middle of a different recession when I graduated. And I got a job at a personal injury firm that I felt lucky to get.
Right.
And sort of worked there for a little bit. But then decided to start my own practice. And then when I did, these other two areas that I work in, family law and business law. Family law, I basically taught myself family law because I was just trying to help out friends and family. And I had
That happened, absolutely.
I had people coming to me with those issues.
Right, right.
And
it came to you.
Right. Yeah, right. And then eventually I did enough of that that I was like, I can incorporate it into my practice. And then business law was just a happenstance where I had a client that I really liked, and they first it was just contract work, then they had an employee issue, and then the scope of what I did them kind of grew and grew.
Great.
Until soon enough I found myself, now I'm a business law attorney too.
Great. Fantastic. All right. We are up against the break. I'm Stan Katz at Talk Radio 790 KBC. We are here with the really talented, very kind, wonderful Sibel Grebe, G-R-E-B-E, GrebeProbateLaw.com, GrebeProbateLaw.com. Go to her website, get her phone number. If you are having an estate, will, trust issue, probate, she is the one to go to. And the name of her firm is Conover and Grebe.
That's correct.
She's one of the two partners. And for all your business law, personal injury, family law issues, the great Robert Baer. Very easy, BARElaw.com, barelaw.com.
That's it.
Come back on the other side. Thank you.